Once again this morning, joined by Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Always a lot to talk about in terms of this pandemic, not the least of which, though, what we hope is some good news, light at the end of the tunnel. A vaccine, of course, so important to putting all of this behind us. A development on this regard last night. Why don't you give us details on what you saw in all of this?
Well, it's very exciting. There are over 100 vaccines in development right now against this coronavirus, and at least 8 are already being tested in people. The new one that was just announced and just began clinical trials in people in New York City at NYU and in Maryland at the University of Maryland, those two schools of medicine, what they did is they took a genetic the genetic material of this coronavirus and altered it. And they're using messenger RNA, which, you know, people need to remember going back to high school biology, that causes the cells to make proteins. And this is very exciting. Now, to be fair, never before has a genetic vaccine made it to market. But this is an extremely promising approach. And just so you know what we're talking about here, everybody's seen the pictures of the virus. You know, it looks like a white tennis ball with the red protein spikes on it. We think those protein spikes are what attach. We know that that's what attaches to receptors on human cells. And so what this would do is it would take messenger RNA, so not the virus itself, but messenger RNA, injected into an individual. The individual then makes the spike proteins, but without the virus there to cause trouble. And then the body makes antibodies to it. So it's very exciting. If it works, it's great.
Let's talk about the reality of perhaps reopening the country, reopening New York State, reopening Erie County. First of all, what you're making of what you're hearing nationally about some of these areas that are reopening, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm very concerned, actually. And I have friends in a number of the states that are reopening to one degree or another. We anticipate that when people start congregating, we're going to have an increase in cases. An increase in cases, if the people don't get more than mild to moderately ill, is not a big deal. The big deal is those who do get severely ill end up in the hospital and end up dying. I mean, that is the concern. So everybody of a scientific bent is watching this around the country. And I can tell you that all the governors around the country are watching this as well. So we'll see. I mean, frankly, to me, it was bizarre to open tattoo parlors and beauty salons. That makes much less sense to me than what Governor Cuomo is postulating, that we begin by reopening construction, where people are really not that close together usually, and manufacturing, if the manufacturing plant can socially distance. But we heard the governor talk about a vegetable processing plant where there was an outbreak. So this is not about a meat factory. This is not about a vegetable factory. This is about people congregating close together in close conditions, and that's where you're going to get the virus transmitted. So that's the national situation. We look at Erie County. I'm sure the hospital CEOs are wringing their hands because while we clearly have met some of the criteria for reopening that the governor has and the state have set out, we're behind on others. For example, the ones that really are concerning still are a decline, which we don't have yet, in hospitalizations, and a decline in deaths, which we don't have yet. So that's the concern. Also, the other thing that we're way behind on is testing. Supposedly, the criteria are we have to test 30 per 1,000 residents every month. We're not close to that yet. But the testing has ramped up locally, so I think that one we will meet.
a lot of folks, of course, are wearing masks, aren't they? We got a question here from a listener, Janet. I'll try to generalize her question because it's kind of morphed into a couple of different directions here. But basically, Janet wants to know about masks. She worked really hard on making a mask using a YouTube video. What about these masks? What are your general thoughts for people who are wearing masks or looking to wear masks?
Well, the masks that we're supposed to be wearing when we have to go out, and remember, we're supposed to be staying home except for necessary things like having to get food and gas for our car and that kind of stuff. But at any rate, those masks are not the kind of masks that protect you from the droplets that would be infected. And so healthcare workers wear those high-grade masks, the N95s. They have to be specially fitted to each person. That is what the healthcare workers are supposed to be wearing and are. For the rest of us, the reason to wear a mask is not to protect us from droplets from somebody else, but to protect them from us. Those masks essentially keep any droplets that we might expel during the time that we're near somebody confined within the mask. So you shouldn't be too worried about how those masks are made, although I will tell you I've seen people wearing masks with their nose uncovered. That defeats the purpose. The masks have to cover the nose and the mouth pretty securely.
And then finally, the governor, in his most recent update, announced that Eric Schmidt of Google would be helping out to a certain extent. Again, this is an individual you've had some encounters with. What are your thoughts there?
He's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. It wasn't clear to me from the governor's press briefing exactly what Eric is going to be doing, but you will not find a more innovative thinker anywhere. And so if he's going to donate some time to help New York figure out how to imagine itself better and safer, I would say we can all rest easier.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You bet. Take care.